We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Acoustic Sunrise and Matthew Reed, Harry Styles right there, Adore You. His new album, album number 3, Harry's House, came out on Friday. We're so excited about this. It is so good. And we're especially excited because our special guest here this morning on the show is none other than Mr. Harry Styles.
How are you doing?
Doing wonderful, Harry.
Good.
Welcome to the Acoustic Sunrise. It's great to have you here this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on the new album, Harry's House. It is so good. I have so many questions about that. We actually have something in common, Harry. I too worked at a bakery when I was a teenager.
Oh yeah.
And
how'd you find it?
I hated it. I was washing dishes. But I was thinking that you were probably a young artist at the time. Must have been right about when you were thinking about, you know, your next move. You ended up on the X Factor, which of course changed your life. What would Harry Styles today, with the experience and life experience and success, say to young Harry?
Oof.
In that bakery?
I would say to my younger self, enjoy every moment. Everything's going to be fine. And take it easy. Be kind to yourself.
It's excellent advice. Harry, you are not only one of the biggest artists in the here and now, but you sort of seem to be an old musical soul too. One of the first recordings I heard you made was an Elvis song. Your friends with Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
You brought Shania out at Coachella. Tell me about your appreciation of these artists and how they've influenced you.
I mean, I think for me, it's like, you know, very much just the music that I grew up listening to. And I think that obviously frames your whole kind of musical palette, if you will. So I think in terms of like my musical knowledge and my, you know, musical references and people that I guess I cling to as kind of, you know, inspirations for me. It's hard not to feel very grateful to those people, I guess, for my kind of musical education in a lot of ways.
I think it's so cool how you have these relationships, these friendships, and how they respect you just as much. It's pretty awesome. One of the big ones I mentioned, Stevie Nicks, of course, Mick Fleetwood is the face of your Shroom Bloom brand. I know you're big fans of these guys. You've covered some of their songs before. Let's do the unplugged, stripped down version of Dreams. Fleetwood Mac with Harry Styles on the Acoustic Sunrise. There he is, Harry Styles on the Acoustic Sunrise, and Matthew Reed. A great cover there. I love his interpretations of other songs. That is a girl crush. And Harry joining us here this morning, just released your third studio album, Harry's House, came out on Friday. It is so good. We're going to talk more about that in just a little bit. You played a special one night only in New York Friday night, and you're doing another one live from London Tuesday. How excited are you to play these new songs from Harry's House?
Yeah, it's amazing getting to, you know, you kind of have, you live with these songs for such a long time, and, you know, you live in a world where, you know, you're playing them, and every time I'm listening to them, it's in headphones, or, you know, it's not often that when it's, you know, you're getting ready to release something, I'm kind of blasting it out loud. So the kind of freedom to be able to play them loud and let everyone hear them is really nice. And I think you get to kind of see the songs in a different context, songs that, you know, I have lived with for so long. You get to kind of see them in a different environment.
Any in particular that you're excited for the fans to hear live?
I'm excited for, I'm excited for Daylight Live. Really excited for Satellite Live. Yeah, there's a few on there for sure.
Well, I can tell you this. We are excited. Your fans are excited. The Harrys. I tell you, it is amazing, this community that you have built. This, you know, your fans are so passionate about everything that you do. And I can tell you that they really care about you as well. And we're going to get some of the questions that they wanted to ask you, Harry, in just a little bit. We're also going to talk more about the music and the tour, all of that coming up. It's the Acoustic Sunrise with Harry Styles.
More with Harry and Matt coming up. on the Acoustic Sunrise.
That's a personal favorite of mine from Harry Styles, Sign of the Times. I think that's just such a brilliant song. It's Matthew Reed, the Acoustic Sunrise is on. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, Harry, for joining us as well. Earlier this month marked 5 years since the release of your first album, one of the top 10 albums worldwide in 2017. Then Fine Line debuted at number one. And as great as those were, as much as we all loved them, I feel like this, Harry's House, is your best work yet. Daydreaming is such a fun song. Matilda is beautiful. That grand piano and the cello. It's just gorgeous. John Mayer and Ben Harper make appearances. Tell us how you feel about Harry's House.
It's definitely the most fun I had making an album. I feel like I say that every time. But also I feel like, you know, my experience of making music is just becoming more and more fun. I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with it every time I get to do it. And this one for me, I think it's the most proud of something I've made. I think I feel kind of much more confident just that it's, you know, something that I wanted to make. I feel like in a lot of ways it's kind of everything I've wanted to make in an album, and it's my favorite album at the moment. And I think, you know, if you're making stuff in the way that I think you always intend to make stuff, that should be the case. So I'm really happy with the way that it kind of finished up, and there's a lot of love that went into it. And I think this album very much got me through the pandemic and stuff. So it means a lot to me for sure.
It means a lot to us too. And I feel the same way. I feel like music got us through the last couple of years. Without it, can you even imagine? Don't even want to think about that. This is really such a great album. Let's play an acoustic stripped down version of the song that has been number one for, I've lost count now, weeks and weeks and weeks. Such a great song, As It Was, Harry Styles. And your questions for Harry coming up on the Acoustic Sunrise. It's the Acoustic Sunrise, Matthew Reed, Harry Styles, and his first single from Harry's House, album number 3, came out on Friday. Everybody's excited about this. People are going nuts. It is so good. And as I mentioned, John Mayer making an appearance on there. Ben Harper is on a track. The legendary bassist Pino Palladino plays on this album. It is really something special. And Harry Styles with us here this morning. Thank you so much for taking the time. Want to get some questions in from the fans. We tweeted this out and asked people some really good ones here. You've built an amazing relationship with your fans, the Harrys. They just adore you, and I want to get some of these questions in. So we'll do like a 60-second blitz. I'll ask you as many questions as I can. If you don't want to answer a particular one, just say pass.
Okay.
First up, adore you, Harold S. This is Tabitha. She wants to know, do you have a pet?
I don't.
All right, next one. Medina wanted to know what your favorite sushi roll is. What's your sushi order?
Not rolls.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a roll guy.
Isabel wants to know your favorite TV show or movie as a kid.
Probably Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That was a great one. Two more. Yeah. Anne wants to know, do you sing in the shower?
I do.
You probably sing everywhere, right?
mostly in the shower.
All right. And final question, Harry. This is from Maggie B. Advice for an aspiring singer and songwriter.
Advice for an aspiring singer, I would say, make the music that you want to listen to.
That's good. Harry Styles, congratulations. Album number 3 is out. Harry's House, we're so excited. It's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Reviews everywhere. Critics love it. And we do too.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time. And we'll see you in New York in September.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Well, coming up, another full hour of great music and great vibes as Mix 104.1's Acoustic Sunrise continues. And we're going to hear from Annie fresh out of the concert Friday night. I talked to her, wanted to capture the moment. She was in New York for the Harry Styles One Night Only festivities. She was there. We'll hear what she thought coming up on the Acoustic Sunrise. Charlie Puth, Beach House performance on the Acoustic Sunrise. How long? Maybe you were one of the lucky people who was out there in the crowd listening to him, singing along with that one. That's always a fun thing. Charlie just released an emotional video for his latest song that's hilarious. Definitely take a look at that. And Harry Styles got us started. A beautiful song acoustic on the album that way, just that guitar and a beautiful grand piano and a cello and some gorgeous lyrics. That is just a beautiful song, Matilda. Harry's House, out this past Friday, 14 new songs from Harry Styles. And I got to say, they're great. The album is a masterpiece. My personal favorite song on it, it's hard to pick one because there are a few that stand out to me, but Grape Juice is probably my favorite. So check that out if you haven't heard it yet. And my friend Annie Dow from the Carson and Kennedy Morning Show was in New York for the special one night only performance. She was among the first people in the world to hear Harry Styles play these new songs live. And we got to talk to her about that. Annie, welcome to the Acoustic Sunrise.
Thank you. It is an honor to be here with you.
Well, I tell you, you're, you know, one of the people that I talk to in the hallway all the time about music, and you have such a good ear and such a, I don't know, a good spirit about, like, great music. So you were the perfect person to be there and report to us. What was the vibe like at One Night Only?
I can't even explain to you the volume of the young girls screaming for Harry.
Right?
An hour before he went on stage. An hour.
Wow.
There would be movement behind the curtain, and it sounded like Paul McCartney was coming on stage. It was unreal. Seeing the joy on people's faces, hearing those songs for the first time, everyone looked like they were in bliss.
So if they were reacting that way when, you know, the curtain would wiggle a little bit before Harry came out, what was it like on that moment he comes out, and how did they react to the songs?
Yeah, so he opened with Music for a Sushi Restaurant, the first song on the album.
Such a vibe.
And which I loved. I loved that he was kind of taking us through the journey of the album. It was so cool to be able to hear it, like, how, you know, the way that he wrote it and the way that it's supposed to be heard. And the first note of that song came off, and the screams from people, I don't know what even to compare it to.
Just absolute joy, right? Just release.
He looked so happy and so grateful to be there, which just, you want to see that out of artists. You want people to look like they love what they're doing. You know what I mean? I think that we see so many times people that you don't want to go out on stage if you're half-assing it. And I think that for someone like him, who's just so honored to be able to perform in front of people, and that the longevity of his career already, and that people are so loyal from his One Direction days till now, it's amazing to watch.
Annie Dow, one of the first people to hear Harry Styles' new songs performed live. She was at One Night Only Friday night in New York. They're doing it again in London on Tuesday, and that should be crazy. I'm sure you'll be getting into this in greater detail tomorrow morning on the Carson and Kennedy Show. We'll be tuned in there. Thanks for checking in on the Acoustic Sunrise.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.